Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
All right, the Eli Manning Report is brought to you by Toyota. The holidays are back, and so is Toyota-thon. Toyota, let's go places. By Town Fair Tire, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. By Wendy's, the official hamburger restaurant of the New York Giants. By Agera Energy, Tri-State's premier electricity and natural gas supplier. Visit AgeraFan.com for hassle-free quotes. And by the First National Bank of Long Island, the bank where everyone knows your name, Ember FDIC. The quarterback of the Giants is Eli Manning. Eli, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing good, Mike. How are you?
All right, Eli. How was your week? Quiet or what? Was it just another week at the office, huh?
Yeah, it's been a obviously a tough week. A lot going on, but making it through it.
You had to feel good, Eli, though. I know you're a humble guy. I know you don't like a lot of attention, but boy, the outpouring from every part of the NFL, from players to coaches to everybody, was just unbelievable. I mean, you had to feel good about it.
No, I mean it definitely help kind of ease some of the pain. Just the support from friends, teammates, other players that you just been around over the years. Some you really haven't been around much, but competed against. That reached out to me, that just made comments, and so you do appreciate that, and just remember what it is important to be a good person, a good teammate, and a competitor, and that makes an impact on people. And so it did kind of definitely help get through some of those tough first days when I knew I wouldn't be making the start on Sunday.
So much has gone on in the last week. I mean, it's hard to get it all in, but when the coach first came to you and discussed it, were you shocked? Were you surprised? Did you see it coming, or were you just flabbergasted?
I don't know if I was surprised or shocked. I mean, I guess when you're at that point 2-9, I don't think you can be surprised or shocked by anything. I think whatever comes your way in some circumstances, you deserve, and that's because, hey, you're 2-9, and whether you got to kind of be willing to accept the consequences of that. And so when Mac told me, I mean, it was tough for him to tell me. I don't think there's something. He was excited about doing or making that call, but I really couldn't say a whole lot. I just kind of shook my head and said I would do whatever and be a good teammate. And I just kind of asked how it was going to work. That's when he said I'd start the game, but then Gino would come in the second half, and I kind of slept on that. Was Monday afternoon. I slept on that, and that's just the part I couldn't get over. I couldn't just accept, playing one half knowing I was going to come out, and whatever I did that half wasn't a matter. Whether we're right in the mix, or I threw three touchdowns, or it's a close tight game, or whatever was going on, it wasn't going to make a difference. I was coming out of the game, and that's when I went in the next day and just said, I can't do it that way. And I said, when you're the starting quarterback, it's about you're there for your team to go win a football game, and I wasn't being asked to win a football game. I was asked just to play in part to keep a streak alive, and I appreciate it. I wasn't mad at Coach McAdoo. I wasn't mad at Jerry Reese. I wasn't bitter about it. I was upset. I was heartbroken a little bit, but understood the consequences and where we were in the season and what was going on. But I just you know, I couldn't accept those rules of just playing one half and knowing I was coming out.
The rest of the week, a couple of guys said they couldn't fathom you running a scout team. Was it difficult to be put in a role you were put in last week?
You know, yeah, I mean, it was difficult, but I think, you know, I had to do my part. I had to, you know, try to keep an energetic, kind of hat on and keep my head up and go out there and do what I was supposed to do. And, you know, I didn't want to just sit there and watch practice all day and not do anything. You know, it's not take all the reps with the first team, really all season hadn't gotten any. So that was kind of the same thing. And so wanted to get my reps and, you know, me and Davis kind of had a competition of who could get the most completions and had, it's kind of a point system. So try to make that fun and just get something out of it. And so just, you know, you compete a little bit and kind of, go into that role.
We're talking with Eli Manning. John Mara was on earlier today. He said he'd rather win these four games with you going every step of the way than look at the other quarterbacks if that was his choice the last 4 weeks. Do you know yet if you're the starting quarterback? Because we haven't gotten official word yet. Do you know? Can you tell us now if you're going to start this week?
I do not know. Do not know for certain. I hope I am.
You expect to start?
I hope so. I hope I'm the starting quarterback. I went in today. I did speak with Coach Spagnuolo, Stags for a little bit, and obviously it had only been 30 minutes since he'd probably been told he was the head coach, and so, but told him I wanted to be the starting quarterback. I want to be out there and help us go win these four games, and so he said, you know, he appreciated that, and he was in a, just talk with the offensive guys and a lot to go through and handle. So, but I hope I'm out there on Sunday playing against the Cowboys.
Talking with Eli Manning. Eli, what is, now that the streak's gone, what does the streak mean to you?
You know, I think obviously, it was never, I never really played much into the streak. I guess it's more the fact that you're just knowing that you're there each and every week for your teammates. You're playing through injuries, you're accountable. You're there all the time, and I understand that. Hey, there's the streak. I guess and the streak is over, but I guess in my heart, and I know I'm still. Hey, I've been prepared and been ready every week and accountable, and I think I've still kind of done my part, and that's still important to me. And just because the number might stop and start over or stop at 210 or whatever it was. I can handle that. I can accept it. I know my job is and what I need to do. And I think my teammates and everybody I've played against understands that it's important for me to be out there every week and to be accountable and to be there for them.
You know, you stood on the sideline for preseason games. How did it feel standing on the sideline for a real game?
I didn't like it. It's not what I want to do. But just tried to be positive. Be a good leader. Be a good person on the sideline, just to help Gino in any way he needed. Be positive to the offensive line, get them going, and so just try to be a good teammate. And, I think after this week and after so many former teammates, reached out to me and praised me and told me to keep my head up and how proud they were to play with me, those things, and just, what great teammates I had and that I'd been a good teammate these 14 years. It was important for me to kind of continue that and be a good teammate during this time. And because you see the loyalty those guys had. And I think sometimes, in this game and you play long enough that you realize that's where the most loyalty is in your teammates and the guys you play with for a number of years.
Well, you had to be thrilled to hear all your ex-teammates, especially the guys you won champions with, coming out really in one voice. I mean, there was talk of them all wearing your jersey this week on the if the old regime was going to be there this week and stuff like that. So the support was from Coughlin on through was unbelievable. I mean, and we're talking with Eli Manning after what has been kind of a crazy week. If you're just joining us, the head coach is gone, Jerry Reese is gone, and now Spags will coach the team. We're awaiting word on whether Eli will start. Eli says he just doesn't even know yet. If he will start, he wants to start. I think everyone expects he will be, but we don't have any official word on that yet. Did this break a bond with you and the team, Eli? Can you see? I asked John Mara today, can Eli be part of the future? He said yes. He said, we haven't made any decisions about that, yes. Could you be part of the future here, or do you think your future now has to be elsewhere after what happened last week?
I don't know. I don't know what the future is, and that's part of football. And, you know, each year is kind of year to year. And so, I don't think a bond's been broken. I told Coach McAdoo, I told Jerry Reese, John Mayer all last week. I said, you know, I'm not bitter about, you know, about what happened last week. I'm not angry at any of those people or the organization. I understand. I mean, I wasn't happy about it. I was mad about it. I was crushed over it, but I understood, you know, just kind of what, you know, decisions have to be made when you're in that situation. You're out of the playoffs and you've won two games and you want to look at the other guys, and I'm 37 years old, about to be 37. I don't like it, but I get it in a sense. And so, I'm not angry at anyone. And so, yeah, I look at it as, you know, we got four games left and I hope to be the starting quarterback and go win these games. And, you know, three of them are in the division, and you know whether you're playing for playoffs or not. I think you always remember those division games. You know, you always remember playing, you know, kind of, you know, great games versus the Cowboys or the Eagles and Redskins. And so when you think back on your career, you got an opportunity to, think about certain ones that not necessarily. You don't always necessarily, you know how the rest of the season went. You just remember those games, and this is the opportunity to remember a great game and a great win and certain play. And so I look forward to that. And hey, I don't know what's going to happen next year. I really don't. I know I want to keep playing football. I think I got a lot of good football left in me. So I'm going to get through this year, and I'm sure we'll figure it out from there.
Talking with Eli Manning, of course, after what has been a tumultuous week for the Giants as they get ready for the Cowboys and still have four games to play, including the division opponents still to come in the next couple of weeks. So still a quarter of the season, remarkably, in this Giants season still to come. Were you aware last week, with everything going on around you, were you aware how enormous the fan support was for you last week in this town?
I was aware, you know,
because it was overwhelming. You know, it really was.
It was overwhelming, and I guess you don't know how fans or how people are going to react to that news. And you know, I guess as a player, you just, you know, sometimes you can listen to the bad. Noise, of course, across 14 seasons, there's going to be complaints and people attack you. There's a lot of praise, a lot of great fans, but for the amount of support that people came out, and I know I read some of it. I didn't read all of it. My wife she was kind of into it more than me, and I would read a couple things that she thought I needed to see. And so, but it was overwhelming. It made me feel special, just the impact that you have made in 14 years, and winning championships and the good, you know, good years and bad years. But it is a great reminder just to be a professional about things, to be a good person. My dad always stressed that, just, hey, be nice to people today, be a good person. And that's what I've tried to do. And obviously, just, you know, doing that, being nice, working hard, being a good teammate, it's paid off, and people have noticed, and I really do appreciate the support that everybody has given me this past week, has given me these past 14 years, and it does mean a lot to me.
Talking with Eli Manning, if the coach had come to you and phrased it, Eli, listen, I'm going to start you, and it's your job, it's your game, but if things aren't going well, I might pull you. Would you have been okay under that scenario?
I probably would have been okay with that. I mean, I guess I don't like to deal with the what if. Phase, you know, I guess things could have been handled differently. Maybe I could have handled them differently or suggested that. It was all kind of, it's just kind of the way it was. And I felt strongly about, not doing it that way. And so this is the way it turned out. And I'm not happy about it. I'm not happy about, Jerry Reese getting fired or Ben McAdoo getting fired. That was not what I, what I wanted or what I was trying to get done by saying, I wasn't going to just start to be pulled. Wasn't the goal. I got great respect for Coach McAdoo. We have a great relationship, for 4 years. And when he became the offense coordinator 4 years ago, we were coming off a tough season. I threw him 27 interceptions and led the league, and we fixed things, and it wasn't always perfect, but we became a good offense again, and we were scoring points and doing a lot of good things, and obviously making playoffs last year was his first year as the head coach. So I do appreciate him, and we talked several times this week after everything happened on Tuesday. We talked yesterday before the game and had a good talk, and I don't have bad feelings for him, and I wish him all the best. And the same with Jerry Reese. I think Jerry Reese, obviously, a lot of credit goes to him for putting together those championship teams, and he's a big part, that we held up two trophies and have two championships. So I appreciate all he's done for me and the support he's given me, and so I wish nothing, but the best for those two guys, and would help them if they needed anything from me, always.
And we're talking with Eli Manning, Cowboys and Giants this week at Giants Stadium. John Mara talked about today how much he doesn't like this idea of anyone thinking they're ever tanking the game, and how much he wants to win these last four games. Can you rally this group? Can you rally what's left of this team here these last couple of weeks?
I think so. I think that's what we got to do. We're short on some guys, and guys are banged up. But this is about doing what's right, and about coming together and playing better football. And so, it's not going to be easy about it. But we gotta suck it up and be men, and find a way to play better football. And so I look forward to that challenge. And I think it kind of goes to what I said before. You got to try to motivate these guys. They got to find something to play for. And hey, we're not in a spot to play for the playoffs, but you know what? We can feel, we felt bad 10 times after a game in that locker room, and it feels terrible. And but we know what it's like to feel good about something and to have that win. We can play for that feeling and that just knowing that, a memory down the road at some point, ask how you did against the Cowboys, or you talk to your kids, they ask, any great memories playing against the Dallas Cowboys. You got a chance to say yes, and this is the chance to do something special, remember this game and these next four games. I think that's what you got to look at. Each game is a chance to be a memory and to do something special and have one of your best games that you could always remember on, and this is that opportunity.
What was the toughest part of this very unusual week for you?
I think just being told, that I wasn't being asked to go win a football game for the New York Giants. I think that was the toughest part when I said, I was going to be taken out at some point. And I think that's how I took it, for 14 years. And since I became the starting quarterback, that's what being the starting quarterback is that, when you're playing that week and you're going to be out there for that first series, that you're expected to go win a football game. And for every game I played in 210 straight games. That's what was asked of me, and you know, I didn't get a win every single time, but I was expected to, and believed, and fans and my teammates believed, and coaches believed that I could do it, and it was important. And this week that wasn't the case. And you know, I love playing quarterback for the New York Giants, and I love this organization and the relationships that I've built. And you know, I came here, I was 23 years old, and it's a little kid, and I've kind of grown up around the people in the organization, and you know, whether it's coaches or you know, video people, equipment people, you know, training room. And so I've loved every second of it. And I was kind of a part of me was taken away when that was said, and it crushed me a little bit. But you know, I knew I had to keep my head up and do what was right, and be a good teammate, and be a good person, and just kind of wait, you know, for my next opportunity.
So who won the battle, you or Webb last week? Who won the contest?
I sweeped them. I won every day. So I beat them Wednesday and Thursday and Saturday. I had the most completions, and so I was in his head a little bit. And so, you know, he's still a rookie, and I'm still there. So he's got a lot to learn.
Well, listen, I think we expect you to be under center Sunday, and I'm sure before you go home tonight or early, I would think sometime tonight you'll probably get the word. I would think you got to tell someone tonight who the quarterback is, so I'm sure you're going to expect that pretty soon. You didn't have to come on today, so we appreciate it very much that you did, and it's everyone wanted to hear from you, so thanks very much for doing that.
Sure thing, Mike. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Eli. Eli Manning, back after this.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.